Various predators lived in the rainforests. Each relied on different skills and senses to find their prey. The harpy eagle, one of the most common large raptors in Honduras, relied almost exclusively on their keen eyesight. The jungle was also home to many species of owls, which also relied on sharp vision, especially at night, but they also had excellent hearing. Bats depended almost entirely on their hearing ability. Turkey vultures could track their injured prey for miles just from the smell. But the jaguar used all its senses to find its food. Keen eyesight, even at night, coupled with exceptional hearing and sense of smell, put the jaguar at the very top of the food chain. As dangerous as men can be, most cowered in fear at the sound of an adult jaguar roaring in the night. Even the great cat's sense of touch was tuned to the vibrations it felt through the ground or tree branch on which it stood, giving it an edge over its prey. And few animals weren't on the jaguar's menu. Aldrich heard the soft sound of a rotten twig snap. He froze, holding his breath in mid-exhale. The sound was close, just a few meters off to his left. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a black apparition move slowly past his hiding spot. He heard the chuffing sound again, very faint, then a low growl, which was barely discernible over the sound of the men 20 meters away. Aldrich didn't flinch or turn. To do so would mean a grisly death. Finally, the jaguar, an almost completely black female he'd observed many times, moved into the view of the night vision goggles he wore under his hat. She paused, crouched low, and Aldrich could see her nose twitching as she homed in on the scent he'd thrown. The great cat moved closer, its shoulders rolling with each step, totally focused on the approaching men. The lead narcotraficante passed the spot where the glass vial had landed. Aldrich counted 4 men, each carrying a small pack on his back. He estimated the packs contained about 10 to 15 kilos, based solely on how the men moved. The first of the 4 was armed with a rifle. He reached a bend in the trail and disappeared, the light from his flashlight appearing and disappearing as he moved away through the thick jungle. The jaguar began moving faster. Aldrich had watched them attack other animals, stalking slowly until they were close enough, then moving faster and faster as fewer obstacles separated them from their quarry. The last 10 or 15 meters were a sprint as they stretched their bodies to gobble up the distance. The last man in the line didn't even hear her until the jaguar made its final soundless leap, tackling him from behind, its fangs sinking deep into the neck and shoulder as its hind talons tore into the man's pack, clothing, and flesh. The animal didn't snarl or growl. It was simply working, killing its prey as swiftly as possible. A primal scream split the air as blood and white powder flew everywhere. The next man in line simply dropped his pack and ran headlong into the man in front of him. The jaguar's victim died or passed out in mid-scream. The great cat didn't need to release or adjust her bite, but simply lifted her head high, holding her prey by the collarbone and dragging the limp body between her legs into the night. She didn't care whether the man was dead or unconscious. He would be a meal for her and the 2 cubs Aldrich knew she had in her den, just 2 kilometers upstream. It was over before the man with the rifle could even turn around. And by the time he got back to the bend in the trail, the jaguar and her dinner were nowhere to be seen. Aldrich had watched the event unfold in just a matter of seconds, aided by the night vision goggles. They allowed him to see clearly and be able to write in his ledger. He scanned the jungle and trail. The only thing left was the white powder scattered everywhere, blood dripping from a few leaves, and the man's hat, lying in the middle of the trail where he'd died.